It's 100.3 Philly's R&B. Mina Seywa in your midday. I got family in the building. The Garcia family, okay? Cece, Angie are here, a.k.a. the Cianji twins. Yes, yes, Danny Garcia checking in the champ.
We here, baby.
Y'all ain't bring my uncle Angel, my tio.
He gotta stay home. He's driving us crazy. We watching him now.
Right. Yeah,
he don't watch us no more. We watch him now, so we gotta leave Pops home. What's up, Pops? Sorry. Apologize.
Yo, I want to talk to you guys first, the CNG twins first, because you guys are, and no disrespect to you, Danny. I know you're the champ and everything. We going to get you to you, but you guys are doing your thing. I literally have watched you grow up, and you guys are like social media influencers, artists, like you have a business, correct?
Yes.
You guys are doing amazing. Can you talk about, first of all, I want to talk about your businesses, because I don't think people really understand how much of a business women you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now, like business wise, we sell merch. Mm-hmm. Like, we have our own lingerie line, so like, mm-hmm. that's what's going on right now.
Besides the music.
And then our music, we just dropped a single, Love. It's going crazy. Everyone loves it. Featuring CJ.
Right.
Shout out CJ. But yeah, it's going crazy. It's a fun song. It puts you in a good spirit. So yeah, we working.
You guys have been working at this for a long time. You've put out albums. You've put out singles. You know, you were doing this before the whole TikTok thing came on board. And then TikTok really took off. And now that's like a major platform for music discovery. Mm-hmm. How are you guys kind of using that to help promote your music? And how has that helped you?
Well, I feel like TikTok takes like a good role in everything. Like a lot of artists, period, are like blowing up on TikTok with their songs. So yeah, we're just trying to push Love on TikTok the most, because yeah, that's where everything's at right now. People make challenges and stuff. So yeah.
L-O-V-E. I like it. So tell me how y'all came up with that concept, because then y'all got the little the little hand signals, right?
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, my dad helped us do that.
What?
That's crazy. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. L-O-V-E. No, like the little L-O-V-E.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know he
was like, do this, and it like it stuck. Like everyone does it. Yeah.
It's cute.
Yeah, marketing genius on the low.
Yeah.
So how did you guys come up with the track? Did you guys write it? Did you get a producer? Like, how did you put it all together? And how'd you get CJ also?
Well, with the writing process, we co-rated it. Like, everybody just comes in the studio. We have a really good team. And yeah, everybody just spits out ideas. That's how that works. And then with CJ,
I know CJ's manager for like 10 years. James Cruz. Shout out James Cruz. And I was like, yo, who can we get on this record, you know, to start off the year with a good feature? And I was like, I hit him up. I'm like, let's do CJ. We sent him the record. He sent it back. He was like, yo, that joint on a smash. I'm coming to Philly tomorrow. We're going to record it. Like, everything happened so fast.
Yeah.
Then we went to Big Money Record Studio. We recorded down there.
Mm.
They produced the track. So, and then everything just happened so fast. Next thing you know, we shooting a video in New York. The song's out. Everybody going crazy. And we just on promo mode pushing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys are performing it everywhere. I see you went to Miami. Where else?
New York. Philly.
We had five straight shows.
I see y'all. Like, y'all got my girls working out here.
And honestly, it was so much fun.
Philly, New York, Miami, all back to back to back.
Yeah.
So are you seeing people like really react to the song?
Yeah, all day. That's all I see on like Instagram and stuff like that, and TikTok.
Yeah.
It's going crazy on TikTok right now. Like, everyone's doing, we have like a dance challenge going on mm-hmm. TikTok, and everyone's like doing it. So yeah, I see so many feedback, all love. Like, I love it.
So what's the next step? Because, you know, you guys have been doing music for a minute, and now you got the song, right? Mm-hmm. L-O-V-E with CJ. How do you guys take it to that next step? Because I know you guys are big on TikTok, but how do you get people to kind of separate you from being like a social media mm-hmm. kind of influencers to like actual, like, these are bona fide platinum hit makers? How do you guys make that leap?
It's hard, but I feel like we've been transitioning for like a while now. So like, a lot of people know us for like doing music. But yeah, I feel like, do you feel like we transitioned already? I feel like we're known as music artists now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in the beginning, yeah, like people would like label us as influencers.
Right.
But now we're like labeled as music artists, and I feel like it's like stamped like music artists.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your goals moving forward?
I think our goal like is just to like get a Grammy, just get that one hit, go crazy.
Yes.
I feel like we've been working so hard like most of our life, and like that's just our dream, and I feel like it's paying off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Danny Garcia, the champ, is in the building. Can you talk about your sisters and how like their grind has elevated over the years?
Oh, for sure. Like me, I watched the twins. I mean, they're my little sisters. So it's like, you know, I watched them grow up since they first started making music, like 6 years old. So it's crazy, you know, to see them as grown women now. But like,
that's crazy to me. I'm like, they got their boobies out, their tatas. I'm like, oh my God, I remember when these girls, y'all got ass now. Yeah. I was like, damn. I literally watch y'all grow up and it's crazy to me. But Danny, it must be crazier to you.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, like, I saw the twins grow up, and it is crazy. Like, I saw them go from, like, little girls to grown women. Now we partying on yachts, going on tours and stuff. But one thing, me as a brother, I know how to separate, you know, just being a brother and being a manager. Like, I don't get in between a personal life. I just, as long as y'all do what you got to do and make this music and make your money, then I'm cool.
But how do you separate that?
If you need advice, then I'm here for you. Hmm. Because I don't want to, like, they got to learn of their mistakes, too. So I can't be here, you know, telling them who to be with and who to be with. So my job is to just support whatever they do. And then if a problem comes up, they come to me, then we try to figure it out together.
You ever had to yoke someone up, Danny?
I almost did, but I got so much to lose that I can't.
Right.
I'm gonna be in prison. Like, right. I'm gonna put my paws on somebody. It's gonna be bad, but I can't. So people kind of know that too. It's like, Danny not gonna risk it, but I will if I had to.
You guys are so pretty, man. Seriously.
Thank you.
The song is out right now. Now, as a family, you guys are going through a lot of transitions, right? Congratulations on the new baby, the new addition to the family.
Thank you. Congratulations on your
thank you. Thank you. So how your new aunties now, right? Mm-hmm. You're a second time girl dad. You know, how's that been with the balancing of your careers?
Honestly, I love it. I mean, I have like 4 nieces now, 1 nephew. I don't know. I love being a titi. Like, I always tell them, like, I don't want no kids. I just rather be a titi. Yeah,
keep bringing them. Like, right. You can play with them and give them back.
Yeah, exactly. Whenever they get bad. But yeah, I love them. My palace is getting big. It's like a blink of an eye. It's just crazy.
How'd y'all come up with that name, Palace?
Well, like, when I named Philly, my first daughter, I named her after Philly because Philly meant a lot to me because I was, like, the first Latino champion from Philly ever.
Mm.
From Philly, so I was the first.
Okay! Hello!
Yeah. I'm the first Puerto Rican champion from Philadelphia ever. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna name Philly because of that, because I'm the first Latino champion. And then I wanted to name my kids everything with a P. You know, because, you know, definitely Philly. So I wanted to start everything with a P. So I said, what's a good name with P? Then I said, all right, I was born in North Philly. I was born from the hood, but my daughter was born in the palace.
Mm.
So it's kind of like I'm changing the generation of my family. I'm breaking a cycle.
I love that. You know what they say? So they say if God keeps giving you girls, that means you was like a problem. So is that what's happening? Danny, you was a problem and now you getting girls?
I don't know. But I look at it different. I look at it like God not giving me a male right now. Because the world's not ready for more leaders like me.
Mm.
The world's too soft right now. So you're giving me women. I'm not saying women are soft, but I'm just saying. The world's not ready for more alpha males like me yet. He's going to know when it's time for more like me to come.
Danny, so you are the champ. Can we just say that? Danny Garcia, the champ. Talk about that moment. We all saw it on TV. It was an emotional moment for you. Can you just take us through that?
Like, life got dark for me. Like, I don't know why, but it's just, you know, the pressure of life, basically the pressure of everything. Remember, I've been a top athlete. I've been a world champion boxer for the last 10 years. I won my first world title in 2012. So I just feel like it's been a lot of pressure on me, and that's just how I felt. And I just had to change my mindset, you know, because sometimes you wish for things, then you get them, and then you kind of take it for granted. And I think that's what happened to me was, like, I took everything that I worked for granted. I forgot how hard I worked for it, and I was kind of getting tired of it. But one day I woke up, like, I was in a mall with my friend. I was going down the escalator, and I told him, I was like, yo, remember when I used to dream about fighting for millions of dollars? I used to dream about being famous, and now I don't want to do this no more. Like, there's millions of people who wish they were in my shoes, and I don't want to do it. So that kind of dawned on me that day, and that's when I kind of woke up one day, and I had to change my mindset. I'm like, I'm going to come back to fight, and that's when I fought in July. But before that, I was 2 years off.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to change my mindset. Every day I wake up, I'm going to make it a good day. I'm not gonna wake up thinking it's a bad day.
Right.
And I just changed my mindset, and now, like, my life changed. Like, I feel so much better. I feel happier, and I feel like I can't be beat. So it was like, I hit that dark spot, but I got out and I feel great now.
I think it was important for you to be honest about that, you know, on camera, because a lot of people don't know the mental struggles that a lot of athletes go through when they're like, you've been in it for like over 10 years, Danny. Right. And it's like, at a certain point, you start saying, what am I doing? What's the next level? It's exactly. Like, it's a natural feeling. A lot of athletes have that. They right. just never talk about it. Now, your sisters, did you guys know he was going through something, or was he like private about it?
Well, I know Danny inside out, so I knew he was going through something. It's just, Danny to take and he would go through it on his own rather than telling everybody. So yeah, he really never opened up to anybody, honestly. Like, I'll ask him, like, are you okay? You know, yeah, I'm okay. And that night when he cried in the ring, it was so like crazy, because I'm like, dang, like, people really do be fighting in battles and just be having a big smile
secret,
in his face.
Right,
because he always has a big smile on his face. So it was just crazy to like,
did you guys have like a talk after that, or you were just like, you know, did you guys have like a family like opening up or something? Mm-hmm. Like a therapy session?
No, yeah, of course. I feel like we all like talked to him and we was there for him. And even before the fight, like, I would talk to him, because like, I know, like she said, like, I know him. So I just always made sure he was okay, and I knew something was wrong. But yeah, like, he knows that we're here for him, and like, we'll always be here, and if he needs someone to talk, we're here. But yeah, there was definitely a lot of talks after the fight.
But like, mm-hmm. I first started getting anxiety and depression when I was like 27 or 28. Mm-hmm. And the first time I noticed this, because I developed something called alopecia, where it's like when you stress,
yeah, your hair falls out in clumps.
Yeah, it attacks your scalp. So I had a bald spot in the back of my head. And I didn't know what it was. I just thought I was so focused. Like, my mind said I was so focused. But now that I remember, I actually got it when I was a kid, too. I got it when I was, like, 7 or 8 years old, like, when my father was in prison. But I thought it was a ringworm. I thought it was a ringworm in my head. Like, I just thought I had a ringworm. But now that I know, I look back, and when I was younger, I went through the same thing. Like, I was depressed. And then when I got older, from the boxing around 28, I had got alopecia again, like, another bald spot. And it was from the depression and anxiety, because it was, like, my body was getting confused, so it was attacking my scalp. So, but now I'm good. Now I feel great.
Listen,
I got all my hair back.
I'm cool.
I'm proud of my hair.
The lineup is
yo,
straight.
What? I ain't even got a hair. I don't even get haircuts no more. Like, I don't even want to shape up. Let it grow, baby.
I think this conversation.
I'm about to get braids and everything now.
Not braids. I think this is important, though. This conversation as a family, for people to know that, like, anybody is out there going through something. To your point, Danny, you wake up every day and you try to be positive and you try to focus on the good things, not the bad things. And right. I love when your family is winning. You know, you guys were ringside supporting him. It was just a big moment. So, yeah. You know, just wishing you all the best. And Danny, thank you for being honest, because it's not easy
for
people to open up about stuff like that in such a public manner. And then they was giving you the Jordan crying meme.
Oh, yeah. I said, please don't make me a meme. First thing they did.
That's
look.
So you know who you fighting next? What's going on there?
I should be fighting again, and I was supposed to fight in June, but I think I'm fighting in July now. It is going to be for a championship fight. It's going to be a championship fight. I can't say the opponent yet because
you got to get the contract together.
Yeah, it's not set in stone.
Yeah,
but I should be fighting in July for another championship. So my goal right now is to be a 3-division world champion.
And
a 3-division world champion.
Let's go.
So that means 3 different weight classes. So I will be the only boxer from Philadelphia in history to do that.
And that's not easy, because you have transitioned between the two weight classes, and now
I'm going to a third one. So
right.
Yeah, I will be the only boxer from Philly to win 3 divisions. So that would definitely be big to me.
We're going to put that out into the air.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to name my next kid 3 divisions. 3 division, because it got to be
3D.
Right.
Well, look, thank you guys for coming up. You know, anything else you guys want to plug, you want to promote, the floor is yours.
I mean, thank you so much for having us, first of all. I mean, everyone, like, our social media, the Angie Twins, everything. Everyone go tune into Love. It's going crazy.
L-O-V-E. Wait, do the thing. L-O-V-E. I saw little Philly doing it. Wait a minute. How Philly got swag, though?
What?
She swagged up to the feet.
Philly is going
to
be a superstar.
Yeah, Philly
is going to be.
She is. Yeah, she is.
She is already.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Like, I could definitely see it. Like, it's crazy with Philly, because every time I look at Philly in the eyes, I see myself. It's like the weirdest thing in the world.
Yeah, it's your child, Danny.
I know, but like, we got the same colored eyes and everything.
Right.
So it's like, when I look at her, like, sometimes when I look in the mirror, I see her, and like, I trip out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely your
time. Yeah, that's
weird.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
For sure. Well, look, you know I'm always rooting for the Garcia family. Mm-hmm. You tell my uncle that I'm sending him love. And, man, congratulations on everything. All of you guys.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Definitely love. It's Mina Say What in Your Midday. I'm 100.3 Philly's R&B.
All right.
Good that.